Republican Rick Scott will be Florida's next governor. The Democratic nominee announced this morning in Tampa she will not be able to make up the less than 70,000 vote difference.
He will need to work very hard to bring our state together. Because for the future of our state, I hope Rick Scott remembers that there are 2.5 million Floridians who did not vote for him, and that his highest priority has to be to bring our state together to meet our challenges.
Scott is the former head of the healthcare company Columbia HCA. It was fined a record $1.7 billion for Medicare and Medicaid fraud under his tenure, but Scott left the company with a golden parachute and escaped prosecution. In other statewide races, Republicans won handily in Florida. Sink attributes her race being so close to her broad base of financial support and volunteers, in contrast with Scott, who contributed $73 million of his personal wealth to the primary and general election campaigns.
70,000 contributions to our campaign. More than 1 million volunteer calls were made over the course of the last 3 weeks to get out the vote. We fought very, very hard.
In an acceptance speech this afternoon, Scott promised to bring Floridians together to solve the state's problems.
There were plenty of pundits, politicians, and insiders who said this victory was impossible. But the people of Florida knew exactly what they wanted. With this election, they sent a message loud and clear. They said, let's get to work.